I'm Erica Enderman, and you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. This Sunday marked the first federally recognized Emancipation Day in Canada. In March of this year, MPs voted unanimously in the House of Commons to make the day on August 1st, a date that marks the day that slavery was officially abolished in the British Empire in 1834. In Ottawa, an event was held at City Hall, where for the first time in the city's history, the Pan-African flag was raised. Kevin Williams is the vice president of the West Indian Youth Association, a nonprofit organization that celebrates Caribbean culture amongst youth in Ottawa. He says the raised flag made this year's celebration especially poignant.
It brought it to a higher level of celebration in that every year groups would recognize the occasion by having individual celebrations, but bringing it onto that stage where we were on city property was very significant and moving as well.
Also in attendance was Sarah Onyango, a host and producer at CHUO, but she has also worked with Black History Ottawa for over 20 years, which is a local charity with a mandate to advance public education about the history of Canadians of African descent.
It was interesting because it rained, right? It was cold and rainy. But interestingly, like the people who were there, it was almost like, yeah, you know, for our enslaved ancestors, it was probably cold and rainy a lot. But they ran, they fought, they hid, they struggled, they reached, they worked, sun up, sun down. So this weather inconvenience is nothing.
What the ancestors of Black Canadians went through is little known, however. And Yango is aware that most people are not taught about the history of slavery in Canada when they're in school.
The white curriculum developers of the teaching of Canadian history and culture would want this either completely eliminated, this aspect, or kept, you know, under the carpet, because it doesn't play into, you know, the romanticized narrative of, oh, Canada, the North Star, you know, the land of freedom. Oh, you know, this is where the slaves came to find freedom. No, Blacks were already enslaved on Canadian soil, right? Before the Underground Railroad.
The history of slavery in Canada is complex and goes back farther than many realize. Most people are aware of Canada's history with the Underground Railroad, a network of secret routes and safe houses that allowed enslaved African Americans to escape. But many are less familiar with the fact that at one point, Canada did enslave African people when it was known as British North America. In early Canada, the enslavement of African people was a legal economic project of colonization practiced by European traders and settlers.
In New France, in the early 1600s, people don't realize it goes back that far. And this enslavement of Black persons lasted until it was abolished all over British North America in 1834.
Over the course of this two-century period, settlers were involved in the slave trade and supported the slave trade through their international trade. Canadians exchanged salted cod and timber for rum, tobacco, molasses, and sugar with slaveholding colonies in the Caribbean. Enslaved African people were brought to different parts of Canada, and Yango estimates that about 3,000 slaves were brought into British North America, and eventually outnumbered enslaved Indigenous people who were also enslaved by British colonizers. She explains that there were two groups of former slaves that are best known. One were the Loyalists, Black people who arrived in Nova Scotia in the 1780s to flee the American Revolution. They pledged allegiance to the British Crown in order to escape. Many of them also settled in Upper and Lower Canada, what we now call Ontario and Quebec.
However, they arrived there and they were denied access to land that they could cultivate. And let's not talk about the racism they endured, the food shortages, the harsh climate, the exploitation they continued to endure once they crossed the border. One aspect of Canadian history in the Maritimes that is not very well known is that Black Jamaicans didn't start arriving in Canada in the 60s, okay? In 1796, nearly 600 people known as the Maroons, Black people, were deported from Jamaica to Nova Scotia because they rebelled against the colonial government.
According to the Nova Scotia Archives, these people worked on the third fortification at the Citadel in Halifax, as well as Government House, which is the official residence of the Lieutenant Governor of Nova Scotia. Others were formed into a local militia company to protect Nova Scotia from an invasion from France.
So in 1793, the Upper Canada Legislature passed an act that granted gradual abolition of slavery, and any enslaved person arriving in the province was automatically declared free. Okay, so this is 1793. So, as a result, over 30,000 enslaved African Americans arrived in Canada through what is known as the Underground Railroad.
This went on until the end of the Civil War in the United States in 1865. The Slavery Abolition Act of 1834 on August 1st was what ended slavery in the British Empire. It led to freeing over 800,000 enslaved Africans in parts of the Caribbean, Africa, South America, as well as Canada. But for those enslaved in Canada, the act didn't result in immediate freedom.
And for most enslaved people in British North America, the act resulted only in partial liberation, so they weren't fully emancipated. This act only freed children under the age of 6, so others were to continue serving their former owners for 4 to 6 years as quote-unquote apprentices. And the act did, however, confirm Canada as a free territory for enslaved African Americans, and thousands of African Americans arrived on Canadian soil between 1834 and in the early 1860s.
Now that the existence of slavery in Canada has national recognition, Williams hopes that it will be a step towards a reshaping of the education system, where the history of Canada's part in the slave trade is also acknowledged in textbooks.
And I guess this day as well, now that it is federally recognized, I think I see it as a stepping stone to correct that issue, that schools should ensure that their educational materials and textbooks reflect the truth about the slave trade and colonialism and the traumas associated with that as well.
The truth of this history isn't just important as a means of education. Onyango says that ignorance around the history of slavery takes away from a conversation about systemic anti-Black racism, such as anti-Black violence, police brutality, and high incarceration rates of Black and Indigenous men.
Because this history isn't taught through the mainstream in a fulsome way, then we don't understand what Black people are saying when they say systemic racism. Black people pretty much were goods. They were goods and they were capital as well. That thinking, that mentality has endured. It's still there. This is now nationally recognized. This part of the Black experience is nationally recognized. But I would like to remind you that our emancipation is not complete. We are not emancipated institutionally. We are not emancipated socially, as in free of anti-Black racism. We're not economically emancipated either. We are at the bottom of the totem pole economically.
The thing that is still plaguing our communities is anti-Black racism, systemic discrimination, xenophobia, and intolerance. This, I would say, a small step, a significant step, but the work needs to continue. And that is why we as generation after our elders have taken up that mantle, so that we ensure the generation after us is aware of their history and knows that what people or their ancestors went through in the fight for freedom, in the fight for dignity, to be able to be here and to enjoy this freedom today.
It is a history that now has to be integrated into the Canadian consciousness, but not as an outlier in Canada's past.
This is Canadian history, not just Black history. And we all need to educate ourselves, embrace it, and look for ways to move forward, having educated ourselves and understood what these communities went through or are still going through. This is how we would usher in a brighter future.
To learn more about slavery in Canada, or more about Canada's rich Black history, you can visit blackhistoryottawa.org.